back in the white neighborhood.
So you said the child got
a dog bit. Dog, the dog bit the child.
So you said the child got a
dog bit.
Mm-hmm. And if that happened, you say
carry him to the doctor and take the dog to the veterinarian. That's what I would say.
Well, you know, we were talking about cattle or something. Mm-hmm. Today. What do you call the male?
The bull.
Mm-hmm.
And the ox.
Mm-hmm. Now tell me about that. Tell me about the ox. Did you ever?
Yeah, they I have ridden on an ox wagon. What it was, the man had oxen, and he would bring wood to town, pole wood. And when you take that wood off and deliver that wood, this man was a cousin of my friend. We were kids, and we would sit on the coupling pole back that extended behind the wagon. We would sit on the back of that and ride way out here to Highway 75, where it goes to Madisonville. Mm-hmm. Kids, I remember that. Yeah, I thought that was great. Ride on an ox wagon.
How did they use this oxen? They have something to hold them together?
They have, yes, they have yoke. They yoked them together.
So what do you call two oxen?
Call them a pair of oxen or a yoke of oxen.
Well, what about like mules or something? You call them a
two.
How many would that be?
At least be two, and maybe.
So you
maybe
said you had a
team mule, a mule team. You can have more than two, you know. You can have four or something.
You got a team?
I knew when I was a kid that it took four mules to haul freight from a railroad to the stores. We didn't have paved streets and this black, gooey mud, and they would bog down some if they didn't have four mules. Mm-hmm. Right here on 11th Street. Right in time, that's right. Holy came to Huntsville.
Was that the
first? The first airplane that ever came to Huntsville.
Tell me about it.
We had never seen the airplane, you know. We heard about them. The diagnostic clinic is out here at the prison. It's a big building, and there's a... When prisoners come in, they have to go there to, what do they call it? They have a name for it, but they carry them there and they are examined and whatnot, and then they find where they're suited to send them, where they should go.
And tell me about this. It says that, well, tell me about what it was like with the...
It was something. Everybody knew that the plane was coming, and they turned the school out, see, and let the school children go out and see the plane. The teachers wanted to see it too, sure. Yeah. And that was something. It was just an ordinary plane. It wasn't the kind we have now. You know, way back there.
Was it frightening?
No, it wasn't frightening, but it was a big, pretty big plane, and the pilot got up and just would fly around that area so we could see. And the next time they came, you could pay so much, and I believe $1, and they would take you up for a ride. So they began start making money out of it. You know.
They must have made a lot of money at that rate. That's why.
Mm-hmm.